This morning, last night, U.S. Special Forces rescued two hostages in Somalia, including one American. President Obama says the mission reasserts the United States will stand against threats to its people. Joining us now is Nick Childs, World Affairs Correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Todd.
Nick, a Special Forces rescue that's shaping up something like this, multiple three or four American helicopters taking off ostensibly from a ship at sea and penetrating into Somalia to battle pirates.
Yes, I think we'll still have to wait for more details emerging. But yes, reports of helicopters flying in, or some reports that at least some of the forces parachuted in for a quick lightning raid to rescue these two individuals, and then helicopter them out to a safe location. It's assumed the U.S. base in neighboring Djibouti. But yes, there's been a lot of focus on Somalia for all sorts of reasons, not least concerns about the terror activities and reports of clandestine raids and drone strikes and what have you in the past. But this unusual because it's a hostage rescue and apparently against a criminal gang rather than a terror group. So another aspect of the concerns about Somalia because of the increased lawlessness because of the lack of government control there, whether it's piracy at sea or now it seems hostage taking of Westerners on land as well.
Nick Childs, what happens after an operation like this in a place like Somalia, which we always use the adjective of lawless to describe? Do you get angry recriminations from what there is of a Somali government? Is there any kind of diplomatic consequence of an operation like this?
I don't think in terms of an official response. I would imagine the Somali authorities, such as they are, would be quite happy for this to have happened in a way, because Western hostage taking isn't good for the central government. But one of the issues around these kind of quick in and out raids is that you then don't really have any say or control over, as you say, what might happen in terms of repercussions on the ground. And this, as you were suggesting, President Obama is saying that this is a message that Americans will act. But there may be concerns in the background as to whether this will anger the criminal groups, if that's what they are, and encourage them to take some kind of response themselves, or whether there'll be recriminations within the groups on the ground or against populations on the ground, which international forces can't respond to or protect people from.
And we're also hearing, Nick Childs, that despite the rescue of this one American and one Danish worker, that a third American still remains in a hostage situation in Somalia at this point.
Yes, there's a journalist who was taken quite recently, and a number of other Western hostages as well. And I think that is, again, one of the worries is if this is just criminal activity and lawlessness and kidnapping, is the concern that actually it's developing, that we've had the piracy problem for some time and efforts at sea to try and deal with that, but the actual nub of the problem is on land, and as it's developed as a phenomenon and as a threat, so the threat and the kidnapping has changed to people on land as well.
And what one wonders if this might anger kidnappers to harm that American, or whether those kidnappers might think that, well, seeing this raid, they might be next. Nick Childs, World Affairs Correspondent for our partner, the BBC, reporting on American raid in Somalia that rescued two. Nick, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.